With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Something that bothered me that I saw yesterday. Now, generally, I am out of the philosophy of worrying about anything that goes on with players that were in New York that are no longer in New York. So that could be Sonny Gray, it could be Travis d'Arnaud, Matt Harvey, whatever. Once they leave New York, I'm not concerned with what they do. However, there is one that I get the feeling is going to bother me for a long time, and I'm not even somebody who ever cares about prospects at all. But in this particular case, in the what I believe to be the dumbest trade in the history of the Mets, and maybe one of the dumbest trades just in history in general, you know, the Robinson Cano deal, I think the success of Kelnick is going to bother me. Kelnick, if you're not paying attention, Jared Kelnick with the Mariners now, is in AAA, had two homers last night, and the way the ball flies off his bat, you could just tell. And then the guy's running around the base paths, all pumped up and fired up. A player who we would be beyond excited to see right now. Beyond excited. The hype train is real with Jared Kelnick. Would have been a nice buildup and probably would have been ready in a month or so. The same way he's going to be with Seattle. I would think that he would have been ready at some point to contribute to the Mets this coming season. Now, you could say that the team would be built differently. Who knows how the outfield would look? You know, they signed Springer and Almora and, you know, Nimmo with Dom Smith, whatever. How would the outfield look? Who cares? Point is, Kelnick should have been part of the equation. And to watch him have success in the Mariners minor leagues, and you know what's coming. I mean, they talk about him being a stud hitter. You know what's coming. He's going to be a star. And that wouldn't even bother me alone. What bothers me is that there's no reason to ever include him in that trade. The thing that bothered me years ago with the Victor Zambrano deal with Kazmir wasn't that they gave up Scott Kazmir. It was that they gave up Scott Kazmir for crap. That's the problem, the return. I don't mind giving up prospects. The return's got to be good. And in the Van Wagenen case with Cano, there's no way, and I'm going to say it again, I know at some point I got to let it go and move on, but it's going to be harder and harder to do with Kelnick getting closer and closer to being in the big leagues, and watch what type of career he's going to have. It's not even about the result, though, of his career. That just is salt in the wound. That's twisting the knife. It's not about the results of the career. It's about the principle of making that trade. Why would you ever do that? You either, A, give up the prospect for a known stud, generally a controllable stud. That's why you give up the top prospect. Or B, you take on the money, the bad contract. Eat the contract. Somehow, Jerry DePoto, former Met reliever, duped that dummy Brody Van Wagenen into doing both in one trade. And the bait that he was dangling was Edwin Diaz. That was the bait that he's dangling, who stinks himself. But it's not even about the results with him either. It's about the idea of trading for a guy who they could not get rid of. I would say if they tried, but they did try, and they couldn't get rid of him in Robinson Cano. Nobody in the league would take on Robinson Cano. Nobody, with the exception of Brody Van Wagenen. I bet you forgot Cano was even part of the team. Nobody wanted him. I can't even imagine what it would be like behind closed doors when DePoto hung up that phone, or even before he hung up the phone, where he had Van Wagenen admitting or accepting that deal, saying, yeah, okay, we'll do this. We'll give you Kelnick and others, and we'll take back Diaz and Cano. And Van Wagenen probably thought he got himself a steal. Oh, we're getting Cano, who's going to be an MVP offensively. I know it. And Diaz, the best closer in the game. We shored up two spots for a minor leaguer. That's how fans think. And I don't even think the fans are dumb enough to make that deal. They took on Cano, who the Mariners couldn't give him away. And not only that, the Mets give up their top prospect, the center fielder, a guy who could potentially be an offensive stud in Kelnick. I'll never get over it. I mean, here we are years later, and I'm still talking about it just as passionately as I was when it actually happened. It makes me sick. And I never focus on what anybody, Darno, you name it. I don't care what they do once they leave here. Because when they leave here, generally, it's for a reason. They didn't make it. They didn't. Sonny Gray got traded from the Yankees because he wasn't good enough with the Yankees. Wasn't cutting it here. Mets moved on from Darno because he wasn't good enough here. Oh, and by the way, he's hurt again. Shocker. That's part of the issue with Darno. It wasn't that he couldn't perform offensively. It was a combination of he was horrible defensively, wasn't ever healthy enough, and the rare times that he was healthy, wasn't living up to his offensive abilities. He only saw that in limited time, which is why I was fine with getting rid of him. Who cares if he goes and has success with the Braves or the Rays or whatever? Doesn't matter. He wasn't doing it here. Kelnick is a different story, though, just because there was no need to do it. You want to take on the money? Fine. Which is bad enough with Cano. But if that's your thing, that's how you're going to improve the ball club, take on Robinson Cano's salary, fine. You're going to give up the prospect, then you better get something back. A top thing back. And in this case, especially today's game, I mean, that used to be the case with the prospects. Now you never give those guys up. Those are the most valuable things in the sport. Top prospects that you have under control for years? Are you kidding me? They're invaluable. Idiots. 8-7. I'll never get over that. And you watch those highlights from Kelnick. Tell me he's not going to be a stud.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.